This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached President Donald Trump on Wednesday, declaring he incited insurrection last week when he employed thousands of his supporters to march to the U.S. Capitol to try to overturn his reelection loss, prompting a mob demonstration that turned into deadly mayhem. Tens of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority in impeaching the president, with just a week remaining in his four-year term as the U.S. leader. The House vote branded Trump with a singular distinction, making him the first president in the country's history to be impeached twice. Trump was acquitted by the Senate a year ago in a separate impeachment case, and now will face a new trial in weeks after President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated next Wednesday. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said a trial could begin this week or next week. The mayor of Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, said Wednesday that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Biden's January 20th inauguration, officials are asking the public not to attend the event. Muriel Bowser said the city is asking Americans to take part virtually to avoid spreading the coronavirus. Now, as the city braces for a lead-up to President-elect Biden's inauguration, the city's mayor is seeking increased security and better coordination among the multiple law enforcement agencies involved. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, is now taking a zero-tolerance policy after supporters of President Trump were disruptive on some recent flights. FAA Chief Stephen Dixon said under the new order he signed, the agency will no longer adjudicate certain of these unruly passenger cases with counseling and warnings. He said, "We're going to go straight to enforcement." Dixon told Reuters the FAA's special emphasis program would last through March 30th and warned that disruptive passengers could face up to $35,000 in fines and possible jail time. On Tuesday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Trump supporters who breached the U.S. Capitol should be banned from flying and added to a government no-fly list. Members of the World Health Organization expert team departed from their home countries on Thursday ahead of their investigation into the origins of the pandemic in Wuhan. The experts are due to arrive in Wuhan sometime Thursday, where the first human coronavirus cases were found. They are expected to stay until early or mid-February and will be quarantined upon their arrival. China has rejected calls for an independent investigation. While strictly controlling all research into the origins of the coronavirus and prompting fringe theories that the virus may have actually been brought to China from outside. The World Health Organization's emergency chief warned Wednesday that the second year of the coronavirus pandemic may be tougher than the first, at least in the first few months, especially in the Northern Hemisphere. Mike Ryan said it is important to learn from what has worked and not worked in every country to fight the virus in all aspects, science, public communications, governance, and find the best combinations of all that learning. Ryan said except for the Southeast Asia, all regions of the world have shown increases in infections over the past week, with America's leading the way, accounting for half of all cases globally and 45% of all deaths. Europe still accounts for one-third of new cases, but showed a 10% drop from the previous week. And New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio says two cases of the coronavirus with the United Kingdom's variant of the variant have been reported in New York. De Blasio urged the government to ban travel from the UK, saying he has proof positive that the variant was brought into the city via travel. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting remotely, VOA News.